trying to make plays and, you know, a little bit of a desperate mode?
I wouldn't say desperate. I mean, we're kind of in the situation at the end of the Miami game. I thought they did a good job playing some man coverage late down the stretch. And I think we just, I could have stayed in the offense a little better, maybe on one or two plays. But besides that, I thought they did a pretty good job. And, you know, we just got to keep working. And you know, those are the situations we're going to be in a lot this year, I feel like. So, you know, we just got to go into with that mindset and practice and make it happen on the field.
Aaron, the teams you've lost to are 13-2 combined, mm-hmm. and you guys have given them a run.
Yeah.
In those games, do you take any solace from that?
I mean, you have to take solace from them, but can't. You know, we're 1-3, so that's it. And at the end of the day, that's, you know, those are the numbers.
In the offense, is this, I mean, obviously, besides the outcome, it's kind of a game you like being in, like a shootout kind of a game where you go heads up with an offense?
Yeah, I mean, as long as, I mean, any game where we're moving the ball pretty well, fun game to be in, regardless of what they're doing on the other side, you know? But, yeah, I mean, it puts a little edge on it when it's back and forth. It was fun, but we just got to be better and execute better and, you know, score probably two more touchdowns. Left a touchdown, I think.
This is the third game where you've thrown at least 40 passes. Like, is that like a heavy load, or is that something as a quarterback you welcome that kind of thing?
You know, it's just whatever's working for us in the game. I thought we ran the ball better today, but you know, we were giving them a little trouble passing the ball, so Coach Martin put us in some more pass plays.
In those situations where it's like 3rd and 2, and you guys are, it almost seems like you're more confident in going for like a pass under like Parsons or something, or a single dish or whatever, than necessarily giving them the ball. Is that true?
Early in the year, we struggled 3rd and short, maybe 4th and short, running the ball. You know, so we've been working hard in practice to fix that. And then, you know, a lot of times you're carrying more than one play on 3rd down. So if we go up to the line of scrimmage, you know, it looks better to pass it. That's what we're going to do.
Alex had a huge game. Was that just being man coverage and just?
Yeah, it's just being Alex. You know, she never stops. Probably played every snap. Yeah, he played well. And man coverage, I mean, big play action. Pass. I'm sure it got safety, fell down, and gave him a huge corner step, and then ran across the field for that one touchdown. You know, we hit him on, we ran slant a lot. You know, going into the game, we knew that was going to be a big man coverage. But at the very beginning, we ran it, and he could have probably scored. The guy grabbed his collar, thought that was a missed call. But then at the end of the first half, you know, caught the slant for a touchdown. So if people are going to play man against us, you know, we're going to use our, you know, our guys we have against them.
Do you feel like you look for him specifically in key spots, or is it kind of just the open guy?
It matters if there's extra help or not. A lot of the times when you're in that situation, it's not where you're throwing a quick game. It's more where you're throwing balls down the field. Because they played 2-man tonight, and that safety favored Alex more than the boundary safety did most of the time. So, you know, he's playing well. The rest of the guys are playing well. I didn't think we had a lot of drops tonight. I don't think we had any, maybe. So it's not really. It's just more of pick and choose in the situation. You know, what's the best coverage? What's the best side of work?
Anything else, Chase?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.